Work with Helen. As I say, you make plastic and paper packaging operate in different parts of Europe here, don't you, Helen? So just tell us, I mean, this is energy intensive operations, I would have thought, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're using a significant amount of electricity across our operations. So we're in three sites in the UK, Nottinghamshire and Derbyshire. And then we have two sites in Poland and one in Denmark. All three geographic regions are seeing energy increases, significant energy increases. Probably for us, we're seeing more in Denmark than we are in the UK. I believe in the UK is probably about two and a half times what it was this time last year. In Denmark, it's over three times the level and slightly less in Poland. And I think, you know, all three geographies are suffering from the shortage of supply, the situation in Ukraine, the removal of at least Russian supply of gas.
Yeah.
And the sort of jolt that's done in the marketplace in the short term. And I think, but there are some nuances as well. So in Denmark, very heavily reliant on renewable energy. But there hasn't been the weather, the wind. I mean, we're praying for windy, wet rain in Denmark, because that's what's needed in order to drive that energy source. So that's why it's significantly higher than the UK and Poland. Poland's much more reliant on coal, quite stable form in terms of their power stations. So they haven't had the same shocks as we've had in the UK. But clearly it's affecting us.
And what about the levels of support available? It's interesting that you operate in different parts of Europe, because we can make a comparison, can't we? And how have the different levels of government support compared, or support being available to companies like yours?
I would say it's the same in Europe. I believe that the European Union are looking at a collective approach to how to support business and domestic supply. And then within each country, a level of support within Poland, but Denmark's very similar to here. The government are trying to work through how they support both business and domestic, but they are including both sides. Whereas traditionally in the UK, it's really been the domestic market that's had caps. And, you know, business has been dealing with this since the beginning of the year.
We've
seen energy shocks, you know, and we haven't had that cap in place. So I welcome it.
When you're looking at
what the government's doing.
Yeah, sure. So the government support, we'll find out more details a little bit later on this morning, as I've said. When you look at this and you're thinking, what are things going to look like over the next few months? I don't know how many employees you have, but presumably you employ a fair few people. Do you see jobs being under threat as a result of this?
You know, we employ 400 people. If I look at our sector, which probably give you a better sense, so the British Plastics Federation did a survey of 126 firms in the UK. Half of those are on fixed term contracts that run out from now on, so September, October. And only half believe that they'll be able to pass those price rises on to their customers. I think that's going to be massively, you know, such high risk in terms of business survival. And actually 82% of those businesses believe the energy prices will have a detrimental effect on business survival. So if you can't pass those energy prices on through, you know, the value chain, ultimately to the consumer, if you can't do that, then there's only so much you can do. And of course, everybody is working on how do we make ourselves more efficient. You know, Joe was talking about putting LED lights in, you know, and how do you make yourself more efficient? And businesses are doing that. But there's only so much you can do in the short term. And to try and reduce that threefold increase in costs, you know, it is pretty impossible in the short term. So without that support, I think there are going to be some structural impacts on the supply chain, definitely in our sector.
All right. Listen, thank you. Thanks.